We're going to learn today three steps of the Gemara. And each one of the three steps of Rav Chama, each one of the three steps has the same, has a nekuda which needs explanation. So let's see Rav Chama and the three nekudas. Amar Rav Chama. What's the first thing he says? Rav Huna is Maida in a place, the Muvri Bagi, where they let the land stand fallow for a year, where it's the derech to alternate between years that you plant and years that you let the field remain unplanted. And in such a case, it's a chazaka even without ritzufa. Now that itself, I can't have any kashas on. The Gemara says pshita. The Gemara says it's a simple thing. The Rashbam writes about this Maida Rafuna Vahasra de Muvri Bagi that if you're getting a chazaka, you're getting it over 5 years, right? You plant the first year, it stands fallow the second year, you plant the second, third year, empty the fourth year, and you plant the fifth year. So it takes 5 years to get this chazaka. The years that it's standing empty, like the Rashbam, you can't just let it stand empty and do nothing. At least you have to do something there. You have to plow. It seems it's the derech. In a field, even if it stands empty, there's some benefit in plowing the field. So he says in years number 2 and 4, whichever years are the years that are standing empty, those years you have to do near. You have to do something in those years. The Shita Mukubet says, brings Falcon. Says you don't have to do anything in the middle years. And the Beis Halevi says that Taisus on the Amid Beis, Taisus made the Rav Huna, argues with the Rashbam. So we have to ask ourselves, we have here Machlaikis, if the fallow years, if you have to plant, which Shita is more mistaver? And which Shita needs explanation? You have here a person making chazaka by planting 3 years, and in the alternating years, letting it stand empty, which is fine, because it's Asr the Muvri Bagi, it's normal. So which Shita do you understand, and which Shita needs husband? The Pashta Svar is what? What's the Pashta Svar? You should have to do near? In between years? So that should be the point. What does a normal Bailam do? What does everyone do? You look in the whole valley, what is everyone else doing? So Shita Mukubetza says, if everyone does it, if every single Baal who leaves a field empty does near in the middle years, then there's no machlaikis. Then of course you have to do near in the middle years. But then there would be no shaila, it would be no machlaikis, it wouldn't be a chiddush. If everyone does near in the middle years, Zaktashita, then it's pashit that you have to do. It'll be no machlaikis. Machlaikis is in a place where most people don't do near in the middle years. The Rashbam says, Afal Pikein, you have to do near. And the Shita himself says, even then, you don't have to do near. So I ask the question again. So which Shita is, which of the two Shitas is more mustaver? What do you say, Nastro? If it's not the derech of Bailam to plow in the middle years, so it's an easy question. It's a giveaway. No? If it's not the derech of most people to do near the middle years, so obviously the Shita Mukubetz's opinion that you don't have to do it is Pashit. Rashbam, what's Pshat of the Rashbam? Why do you have to do Nir in the middle years? If Bailam don't do it, why do I have to do it? Why do I have to do something in the middle year? For what reason? So I have to do something to show ownership. So I have to do more than a normal person. It's the first time we had such a thing. I have to do more than a normal Bailam. Why do I have to do more than a normal Bailam? What happens if I have a field, it's a derech to plant in the summer and let it stand empty in the winter? Does I have to plow it in the winter? Never is such a thing.
Wow.
I have to do something in the winter if only don't do it? Let's say I'm being mazik in a bakery. So over Pesach, a bakery is closed. So I have to go there Pesach and do something? Yeah, but I'm establishing. Yeah, but I'm getting it from you in years 1, 3, and 5. Or years, whichever years I'm planting. Those years, I'm not using that year to get it away from you. It's a chiddush. I have to do near in such a year?
Not everybody needs the same year.
In the Gemara's Teretz, it seems that the whole valley does it the same year. But he's timing that doesn't pay to hire a shomer just for this year, the only one.
Right.
So it means no one's planting this year.
Not everybody in the whole town does the same year.
So in such a case where it happened to fall out, I don't have to do near. I only have to do near. So it would be a place where everyone does it the same year. It's not so mistaber because the Gemara, at least in the Teretz, unless you say that's the difference between the Havim and the Maskana, at least in the Teretz, which is not a Teretz, it's just an explanation. Now the seems I'm the only the Kulabagi, the whole valley is empty. That's the Gemara's case. It's Chada Arab Kulabagi, the Muslim. So that means the whole valley is fallow this year. I'm the only one. It's a system of terrorists.
You need near in between to make it Ritzufi.
You need near in between to make it Ritzufi. Why do I need that's I don't understand. Why do I need near to make it Ritzufi? I just have to behave like a normal owner. Normal owners do nothing.
How's
he supposed to know if he comes that year? So I'll tell you what I would tell. I would say, you're right, that year the owner has no way of knowing. But I'm not counting that year as a chazoka. I'm not saying it's chazoka year 1, 2, 3, counting that year. I'm not counting that year. I'm counting years 1, 3, and 5. And those 3 years are going to be my chazoka. And year 2 and 4, he's got no way of knowing. That's why I'm not counting it towards my chazoka. So what's the owner going to say? I pulled came that year.
It's a whole sort of saying why we skip years because we don't want to leave the land. Is the near helping the land?
The near helps the land.
Again,
sure.
The whole reason of skipping is to not leave the land.
So why don't all farmers do near? I say it helps. It's like the Mishra said that it helps. But not everyone does. It seems.
Everyone.
That the Shita Mukubetsis explains the Rashbam. That if everyone does it, there's no machlekes. And the Shita brings that the machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Shita Leinayd Lami, this is B'Shem Shita Leinayd Lami, he says that they're arguing in a place where people don't do near. But still, you should have done near. So it's a little. I think that the. The other sheet is more understandable. The Rashbam needs an explanation. Why is it important for me to do near? Our rule of thumb in this whole sugya is that you have to behave like a normal owner. If normal owners don't, so I also don't have to. There's no taina why he didn't plant on Shabbos. Nobody plants on Shabbos. So the same thing. If everyone takes off on Sundays, so I can take off on Sundays. If somebody has a store, the store is closed on Sundays. That's normal. So Pashas is not a taina. So it should be the same thing here.
Maybe you have to do it so that if the guy comes to the guy just comes on the second year.
Right. So this person is saying, listen, I happen to come by the second year to check my field, you aren't here. I would tell him, but look at the whole place. The whole place is empty.
So it doesn't matter. He would be left his field empty. Everybody else is still empty. There's nothing to do with his field. He's his field empty.
Let me ask you, let's say, what would be the deal? Let's say I'm Isaac in a house in Brooklyn. And in the summer I go to a bungalow colony. So the owner comes, he says, listen, I came by in July and there was nobody in my house.
Yeah,
that's a good taina? Is that a good taina?
Didn't know you were there beforehand, yes.
What?
He didn't know you were there beforehand, it's kind of taina.
Well, our assumption is he heard. Our assumption is that he heard. There's a people here. You're saying he could tell you that when I came, you weren't there.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara said that you say you weren't there.
Okay, now we're going to have to see. That's not because I came at night. It's because you were a Masik, the Masiki inch. If you're not there at night, that's not normal. People are in houses at night. So you have to prove your chazak you were there at night. So here, but here I'm doing it like normal people. If it would be, like, can I ask you, in a store, it's a time you aren't there at night. Stores, it's not allowed to be there.
First
that what? That what? So I have to stay in the store at night? That's what Taisa says?
Not at night.
I don't know. The way we explained the Taisa is not that way. Yesh b'nei Yodam. Yesh b'nei Yodam. The Taisa writes the opposite. Taisa says, Yesh b'nei Yodam to do it this way, so you have to do it that way. Unless it's Yesh b'nei Yodam. What? You're right. If everyone does near, then you're right. My time is just that the way the Shita Mekubetzes brings the Rashbam, we're talking in a place where people don't do near, and still you have to do near. So that needs explanation. The Beis HaLevi, when he has a piece of Chelek Gimel Siman Nun, he explains the Rashbam, he brings the Shita Mekubetzes. He also learns the Rashbam this way. That if it's a place everyone does near, of course you have to do near. The Rashbam's Chiddush is, even if people don't do it, you still have to do it. What do I need the near for? So that's Nakuda number one, which we'll come back to. Let's see the next line of Gemara. So again, Rav Chama has three steps. First step is that Rav Huna is loyal. Then the Gemara says Pshita. So Rav Huna explains. Now again, we'll take apart what he says step by step. Loy Tzricha. No. Tzricha, it's not, we do need it. It's not Pashit. If you ever had a Rebbe who teaches the Gemara, Loy Tzricha, Medarf is Nisht. There's no place in the whole Shas, I think, where it says Loi Tzricha. It's always Loi Kama Tzricha. Right? Loi, you're wrong. Tzricha. We do need it. It's not Pashit. Tzricha, we do need it. The Ika de Maiver, Ika de Loi Maiver. Bahai Gavra Mover. You had the case. Some people do let it stay empty. Some people don't. You're right, the Gemara is saying, if everyone lets it stay empty, it's pshita. That's not our case. We're going in a case, ikad the mover, ikad the loy mover. V'hai gavra mover. This person is from the people that lets it stay empty. Ma'od etema. What would I think? Matzi omala. Then he could tell, im isa didachu, ibayo chalam izra. If it's true that it's yours, you should have planted it. Now, this is the second place. 1 minute. Taich. The Maldi Taylor. Explain the words to me, somebody. We're in a place where some people let it stay empty and some people don't. That means there are some normal people that let it stay empty and some normal people that don't, right? We're talking about normal people. That means there are normal farmers. Some have a shita that it's better to let it stay empty 1 year, and some have a shita that is not better. Fine. So Mao de Taima, we could tell him, you have to plant it. I don't get it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? You have to do a chazaka, that's normal. Here, some people do, some people don't. So I would say you could tell him, well, you should have done it. What happens if I want to make a chazak in a bagel store? And I close every night at 9 o'clock. The guy time is, you know, some bagel stores are open till midnight and some are open till 9. Well, you should have been open till midnight. That makes sense? Because some people do it. That's a taina on me. What do the words mean?
I don't understand
that. I still, the Lashon of one of the Rishayim is this way, maybe in the Ritva. You should have done it the way you get the quickest Chazaka. What do I have to do the way I get the quickest Chazaka? I'm a normal person. I bought a house. I didn't sit in terror that the original owner is going to come and say, Hayara Labdi Dachu. I lived there normally. In the summer, it came time to go to a bungalow colony. Baruch Hashem, then I was before the Machlo bungalow colony. But if I would normally go, I would go. I have to dafka stay home to make a quick chazaka. I have to behave like normal people. What's teaching the Gemara? Mal detema. What's this mal detema? Omale. Imisa dididachu, yibayel chalam Israel. You should have planted. What does it mean I should have planted? I should have planted. Normal people don't plant this year. I have to plant. So that's the clue number two that needs explanation. Kamash Malan, let's learn the Kamash Malan. So if the Gemara Kamash Malan to Amalei, you could tell him one of two things. The Gemara has two things he could tell him. Now listen to the two things. The first thing is Amalei. Chada Ara Bakula Baga La Metzino Laminta. It doesn't pay to hire a guard for one field in the whole valley. Now right away, the word Chada Ara is Lavdavka, one field. Because the Gemara said, Ika de Maiver, Ika de Loi Maiver. There are some people that are planting. It just means that there are so few people planting that it doesn't pay to hire guards for so few fields. And that's what we have to learn. That I'm not even counting as a kasha on the Sugya. I'm assuming everyone learned that way. Chada Ara is Lavdavka. So the Achas is Lavdavka. It's not Sodachas, it's Ika the mover, Ika the line mover. Are you asking me, please? So we'll know Sodachas is Lavdach. Kadara means, for my one field, plus two or three others that are planting, and the whole field, the Bavali has 10 fields, so it costs twice as much to pay a guard. So Kadara, the Kulabad, you might not see the linter. That's the first tariff. Doesn't pay. Inami, second tariff. You know why I let it stand empty? It's much better to let a field stay empty, because then the next year the field grows better. A nafkamina between the two terutzim, the Mukiyasev says, is if he's in a valley, where in this valley punkt everyone did plant. Everyone planted this year. And he left it fallow. So the first teretz, that doesn't pay to hire a guard, doesn't apply to him. Because everyone else did plant. But the second teretz does apply. He could say, Bachi Yichalid of the Tvei. It makes sense because it grows better. That's what he has to do. So the Beis Halevi asks, why did the Gemara bring the first teretz? The second teretz is Pashup Shat in the Gemara. No? The second teretz is Pashup Shat. A person leaves in a field empty. Why? Because it grows better the next year. Why do you have to come up with a whole cheshbin that I have to hire a guard, and hiring the guard doesn't pay? It's not like the two terutzim are both hechetimtzis. The second teretz is the pashut pshat. So, why did the Gemara go with a gedfetched teretz when the second teretz? It's not a chiddush. The second teretz. It's the second teretz. It's the pashut pshat in the Gemara. And he says, if you look in the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring only the second teretz. They don't bring the first teretz. They just bring the second reason. I don't think so. I'm not sure about the Shulchan Aruch. He says the Rif and the Rosh, the Rambam certainly, they only bring the second teretz, which makes sense because the second teretz, that's Pashut Pshat. What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't prove that he didn't do it the third year because it pays. And why did he do it? Why didn't he do it the third year?
Because nobody else.
So you can't say that Hachinichli Dav the Tvei. There are people that don't do it every other year. Some people do it every third year, every fourth year, every fifth year. Different people think it's the only. Alright, so this is the third kasha. All the three we're going to try to answer with one mahalach. And that mahalach is in the Dibris Maisha, Maisha in Ha'ara David, which is such a klaliistic nekuda that we're going to have to see if it fits with the rest of the perek. But Maisha says that nekuda is not only the nekuda of this gemara, but the nekuda, as we'll see, of the Mishnah as well, of the previous Mishnah. Yeah, Muki Yosef says that. Muki Yosef says that. So that would have to be in an Eretz Taiva. There's such a thing as an Eretz Taiva that it's not normal to skip a year. That's what the Gemara held before the Teretz, before Maid Rafuna, Basra the Mufi Bagi. Before Maid Rafuna, when just Rafuna said, Mufuzaris is no good, he was talking about the one movie baggy, where it's an Eretz Taiva that doesn't need a year old. Ramesha Shtel Zaveki said, he says, when you're establishing a chazakah, the chazakah has to be in a manner that's vadai to someone who sees that you're an owner. Has to be b'teres vados. If you do something in the field, and the person who sees is going to have sveikis while you're doing it, even though cheskes metatalim, if I'm holding it and they have sveikis, it would still be good. Because if I'm a muzik, any suffix that comes later, I'm a muzik. But by karka, if you're holding it in a way that creates sveikus by the person who sees it, that's not a good chazakah. That chazakah is not a good chazakah. If someone sees you're behaving a certain way, and the person who sees is mesupik, is he from those people that this is normal for them? Or is it because he's a crook? Someone who sees it as misupik is chazaka. We don't say a sapik chazaka is a chazaka. No. Until you have gibel shadim, you have to mazik in a way that the people who see it whole will understand that this is for sure a chazaka. What? Don't you? Why don't you ask him?
I want to ask him. crushing him more, but now he's showing that he doesn't really. He's doing the opposite.
If he's doing it more than anybody who's normal, so we'll get to that also. You're right. That may be totally in this. But in a case where you're doing it less, then that's for sure, that's a problem. So first of all, that explains, if you have an asra, the ika de mover, ika de lay mover, you have a valley where half the people don't skip years, and half the people do skip years. If you want to be mazik, you must. The Gemara was saying, the Mao de Tema is that you must plant every year. Because if you're going to skip a year, someone who's looking is going to think, why is he skipping a year? Could be he's from the 50% who skip. Could be it just wasn't his, and he was a squatter last year. It creates snakes. So the second question that we had, what's the Mao de Tema? Why would I think in a valley where some people do it this way, some people do it that way, you have to do it the right way? That's taka for this reason. Because you're going to create snakes. Someone sees the field next to him, a new person comes 1 year. He's not there the next year. So he's not sure. Is he not here the second year because he's from those who let us there fallow? Or is he there, not there, because of because last year he was here Shaloi Bishus? He doesn't know. When you create Sveikis, that's Ois Chazaka. The Chazaka has to be something clear. That's the Pshat in the Mahu Detail.
Well, I think why it's the other way. The Mahu Detail is the normal for everybody to go every other year.
Not everybody, it's here for the year.
Okay, but if it would be a place every other year, this person goes three in a row, it's not a Chazaka. Because it's not Mishim surviving is a God. It's the same thing here. It's half a time. If he does three in a row,
I don't believe that the Mitzvah is that way, that someone who sees him there three in a row, in a place where it's normal to be three in a row, it's normal both ways, I don't think someone who sees is gonna have such a suffix. By empty, it could be for one of two reasons that it's empty. It could be because it was a 1 year stand, or it could be because three straight years. I just don't think Mitzvahs people would look at it that way. Okay, so I have to explain. How does that explain? The Chayyur Mastrana says by character. So Ramesha's Masbir, the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as follows. Now we don't pass him like Nid Alek Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Kiva, we pass like the Rabbanim. But let's just, that we need, Rabbanim said you need Shalei Shanim. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold you need Shalei Shachilas. Now, Ramesha's Masbir, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, even though we don't pass them like that, Rabbi Shmuel said, you need three Achilas, 3 months, Achila Chashuva of Yudei Zvaydish, 3 more months. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, we were Masbir, whatever we were Masbir, the Pesach said, you need Achila Chashuva, that we're not going into. But Rabbi Shmuel holds, you need three Achilas, 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. Comes Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, no, 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. Why? The place is bought because Peres Zuta. He says he could plant the Urakis. Why do you have to plant wheat, which takes 3 months? Plant Urakis, plant the cucumbers, which takes 1 month. So Rabbi Kiva says it's enough 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel hold that the same thing? Plant Urakis that year. About 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. So Rav Moshe learns Pshat in the Mishnah, and in this piece he points that he learned Pshat in that Mishnah separate from this sugya. Rabbi Shmuel Tain is that if you go down to a field where until now they are planting wheat, which takes 3 months, and you go and you plant Urakis, which takes 1 month. People who see are going to have the same suffix. They're going to be mesupic. Why is he planting? Why did he switch the cucumbers? Why did he switch the Urakis? Could be because he just likes Yerakis. Could be because he's a galiv and he wants to quickly plant and get it out as quick as he could. Rabbi Shmuel's taina is that this creates sveikus in the eyes of people, and since it creates sveikus, you can't go, you can't switch to Yerakis. Switching things, even though some people do plant Yerakis, some people plant Tvua, but you can't switch to Yerakis because it's going to create sveikus. Now it's normal. Normal people, we're going the same way we're learning this Gemara. Just like in our Gemara, there are normal people who take a year off. There are normal people who plant Yerakis. Afapik, Zakir Bishmael, to make a chazaka, it's got to be solid. In order to be solid, you have to avoid any sveikus, and you have to plant the best way, which is tvua. You can't go with Yerakis. The switch to Yerakis creates sveikus in the eyes of people, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to go with 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. So Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah is the same lundus. He cannot do something that's going to create sveikus. What does Rabbi Kiva hold? So Rabbi Moshe says Rabbi Kiva is masking to the etzem lomdis that you can't do things that create sveikus. But Rabbi Kiva holds that that doesn't create such stark sveikus like people. It's enough. You do it the way some normal people do it, that also won't create sveikus. If you do something that nobody does, it will. You can't go to a field and just plant a spasta all of a sudden when nobody does it in that area. But Yerakis are normal, Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva says that you don't need such a vita shash of sveikus by people. It's Rabbi Shmuel who time is no, you have to go all out and avoid all types of sveikus. Zakter of Maisha. When the Gemara brings two terutzim, it's saying one teretz that goes with the mahalach of Rabbi Shmuel Svara, and one teretz that goes with the mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Svara. I'll explain that. I just want to be magdim that when the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva, they're arguing for a different reason. They say it's not three achilas, it's three shaman. But in the etzem achleikis of Bishmal or Bekiva, the svar is the Rabbanan, we don't have it. If it has to be a totally, that there should be no sveikus, like Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Kiva, it's enough that it's also normal. Even though some people will be the subit, but most people won't. So the way Rabbi Moshe went to Gemara, he says the Gemara is going like this. The first teretz is the teretz that chada ara b'kula bagi, it doesn't pay the higher shayla for. So Beis HaLevi asked, what do you need that teretz for? The second teretz is pashup shat. It pays to let an empty a field fallow 1 year because it grows better the next year. Why do you need an additional reason? So Rav Maisha, because the first teretz is going the svaras Rabbi Shmuel. You must do things in a way that's moitzi midei sveikus. So it has to be a metzias when you have this taina that chada ara b'kula bagi maimotzi l'minter, where you have an extra reason. It's not enough to say some people let it stand fallow. That's good enough. It's not enough because the fact that some people do, some people don't, that creates sveikus by a new person. It looks at you, will be misupik, why are they? It has to be such a metzias where the fields around you are not hiring shayner, and you have a taina of chada bagi, chada arab, kula bagi, laimatzi linter. You have to have such a taina. And like the Mukhiya. What? The person who looks is misupik, why? I'm there, or why I'm letting it empty the second year? Why is he skipping the year? So if there are fields around him that are planting, so people will be misupik. Why is he skipping the year? Is he from these people that skips, or is he a guy? But in a case where the fields around him are not planting, and he has a taina that it doesn't pay to hire a worker, That makes it better. Now, these people will still be Mesubim. But it's sharper, it's stronger. Just like Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't need three Achila Chashuvas of 12, 12, and 12. It's enough to take away the Safik and Achila of 3 months. The same thing here. The fact that I have a Taina of Chada, Bada, Bakula, Lanasi, Linter, that already makes it likely that people will understand why I'm skipping the year. Gemara's second teretz is going with the Svar of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, as long as you're doing what's normal, that doesn't create sveikis enough of a suffix by people. Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't have to worry so much for sveikis by people. As long as you're doing what people also do normally, it's good enough. Planting your ruckus is good enough. The same thing, letting it stay fallow 1 year, because of this reason, it's also enough. So the Gemara's second teretz is going Rabbi Kiva's svar. In other words, the two terutzim, the first teretz is going with the mahalach that you have to have a strong reason that no one should have sveikis. And the second teretz is saying you don't need such a strong reason. It's enough that some people do it this way. That's also a good enough reason. Attacking the two terutzim argue. In the non-chazaka years, the question is if the non-chazaka years ruin the chazaka years. So Yishmael is saying, you're right, Yishmael is talking where all 3 years are chazaka years, take a step less. But nevertheless, that's the machlekes, the two terutzim. The first teretz holds, you have to have an extra time. It's not enough just as normal to leave it empty. You have to be in such a metzias, we have this extra time. And like Luki Yisrael says, if you don't have this extra time, the first teretz holds, you can't say it's normal to leave it empty. Because it creates sveikis. The second teretz holds, no, as long as it's normal, it's good enough, which is Rabbi Kiva. Zok Rav Moshe. That also explains why the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam bring the second teretz and not the first teretz. Mechatesi, maybe the teretz, maybe both of them are emes lahalacha. Zok Rav Moshe, we know, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva v'chaveira is halachic Rabbi Kiva. In this nekuda that they argue in, Rabbi Kiva, his svara is lahalach and not Rabbi Shmuel's. It's a chiddush, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva by the case of Urakis, because we paskin need 3 shanim, not 3 achilas. But nevertheless, in this nekuda of them achlaikis, where they argue what type of chazak it has to be, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So we paskin like the second teretz. And not like the first times. But Al Kopanim, explains why the Gemara needs two terutzim. The first reason was Taka Chaylik. It's a machlokes of two reasons. The first reason, Taka, held, like a Bishmal, that it's got to be more solid, that people are not misupit when they watch. So with this, Ramesha answers the 3 questions I started with, the second and third question. The question, what's the Mal Detema? And the question, why do you need 2 terutzim? This, Ramesh is explaining. I would add that L'chaira, it explains the Rashbam as well. The Kasha, why do you need near in the middle year? Now, it's really a shtaka Kasha. Why do you need near in the middle year? If not everyone does near, most people don't do near, why do you have to do near the middle year? But if you go with this mahalach, that you need more than a regular person. You need to do something. There shouldn't be sveikis by people. People who are looking shouldn't be misupik. You have to do something extra. So then, now I don't know how to measure how much extra takes away sveikis from people. Obviously people are different. Some people near will take it away, some people won't take it away. But doing near is going to help you. It's going to make people be much less misupik. If the field's empty, then misupik why? If at least you do near, there's going to be less sveikis. Now you may ask, so why is it near enough? Why didn't you detain of chada arabakula bagalai mati linter? You could ask. But the svara of the Rashbam, why didn't he near? It's coming from this, that the person who sees shouldn't have sveikis. That's what the sugi is about. The person who sees shouldn't have sveikis.
The man that, well, they want to set up
that's a kasha anyway. It's not the Ramesha. Yeah, okay, we have to deal with that.
The whole
sugya of the tzufis.
The whole
sugya, unless you go to start this chapter in the Ramban, that at the end of the sugya, in fact, it is 3 years. Beis Halevi has a shayla, the following case. He says, what would be the din if a person comes to a field, he plants it the first year. The second year, he lets it stay empty. Because he read in a science book that if you let it stay empty 1 year, it's good for the earth. So year number two, he lets it stay empty. Comes year number three, normally he would plant. In year number three, all the other people in the valley decided to let the fields be empty. So this person figures, Chada Ara Bakula Bagi Lematzi Linter, it doesn't pay for me to hire a shiner. So you know what? I'll have to leave it empty another year. And that's what he did. So he planted year number one. He left it empty two and three. And then he planted year number four and year number five, or the year number four and year number six, however it played itself out at the end. Is that a good chazan? He skipped two straight years in middle. And the reason he skipped the two straight years in middle is one for one pshat in the Gemara and one for the other pshat. There's 1 year he skipped because he was thinking, you know, it pays avdi tvei, it pays to leave it empty. And then the next year, it doesn't pay to leave it empty. But all the other people in the valley left it empty. So therefore, he also left it empty. So he went two straight years with it empty. So based on Levi's Mesupik, what's the din in such a case? What's the halacha in such a case? So what do you say? Yeah. He has a good time. Now, you know why the Beis Halevi says this? He is not just clearing a shayla. Beis Halevi says this to answer his own kasha. He asked, why do you need the first teretz? Beis Halevi asked, the second teretz is a good teretz. It's the main teretz in the sugya. Why do I need the first teretz also? He says, you know what? You need it for such a case. When you use one teretz in year number two, when you use the other teretz in year number three, oh, so that's why the Gemara needed two teretz. Okay? The Beis Halevi style of answering in both. But what do you think the din should be in such a case? So Ramesha writes that from the Rif Rosh and Rambam, it's Mukhruch, not like the Beis Halevi. Because they bring only the second teretz of the Gemara, not the first teretz. If the Beis Halevi is right, he's coming to answer why the Gemara needs two terutzim, then it's fair, why don't the Paiskin bring both terutzim? What? It's not answering the question. Right, Ramesha writes about this Beis Halevi, that Shvar from the Paiskin. He doesn't deal with the Svara that much. But if you ask me, if a person leaves a field empty 2 years in a row, it's not going to create Sveikis by people who are looking. Even though you have a good excuse, a good reason, it's Nishnamal. You leave a field empty 2 years in a row, so it's not a normal thing. Not normal. So I would think that the Ramesh's own svara, it would be understandable that you can't do that. You have a good excuse, you know. A person comes late to him, is missing from yeshiva one day, has a good excuse. Another day, a good excuse. If he's missing a bunch of times, a good excuses, but the Lamaisi is not here. Imagine a guy goes to work. He's not there, he's not there. Every day has a good reason. You have all kinds of good reasons, but, you know, goodbye with all your reasons. A person leaves a field empty for 2 years, not so posh. I think according to Ramesh Svaris, it's very geschmack. It's very posh. But not like the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi didn't learn like Ramesh. It's a machlaik is the two reasons. Al-Kaponim, this is the sugya, the way Ramesh learned up this Gemara. It's very geschmack, but we're going to have to see, we're going to talk about in the Yomid Beis, is taka what's the din? If I'm Mazik in a house and I go to the country for 2 months in the summer, and it's a city where some people do and some people don't. I don't know how you shots up Brooklyn, but it's a place where half the people do go away in the summer, half people don't. So is that going to be a good chazaka or not? So we'll have to see in the next sugya of chazaka ambat. But we're going to try with this yisai that you can't create status by people. Okay, one case is left to talk about, the case that was mentioned before. The case where a person does more of a chazaka than normal, uses the field more than normal. The case where you're in a city where everybody skips a year. All the fields skip a year. Everybody leaves the field empty for a year, and you eat ritzufis, and you plan 3 straight years, even 6 straight years. Is that a good chazaka, or is it not a good chazaka if a person does shana ritzufis? So the Torah brings from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who paskin is good, koshkin it's good. You did even more. You were 3 straight years. Zichah should have made a machah. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah says, what do you mean? You didn't eat in a way that Bailam normally eat. You're like a ganiv. You're sucking out all the nutrients from the earth as quickly as possible because you want to take it and run. That's not kedach li'inshin. So the Gra says that the machleik is shtam. It's interesting. The Gra doesn't talk about svaris. The Gra always does this. The Gra rarely explains the svar of the tutzadim. But he does explain where it comes from, the Gemara. That's the Gra's style in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra in Simin, Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Dalet, where this is brought. He says, where did Rabbeinu Yeshaya get it from? That's 3 straight years is good. From the Lashon of the Gemara. Omer Rav Chama, Umayde Rav Huna, Ba'asu Demuvri Bagi. In a place where people skip years, Mayde Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Mayde that what? Rav Huna is Maida that you don't need Ritzufis. You don't need 3 straight years. It's Mashma. Maida Rav Huna. Rav Huna Maida, it's good this way also. Gemara doesn't say, Basa de Muvri Bagi, it must be Mufuzares. Right, Rav Huna said, normally it must be Ritzufis. He doesn't say Basa de Muvri Bagi, it must be Mufuzares. He says, Maida Rav Huna. Maida Rav Huna is mashma, could go either way. Rosh Maida Rav Huna is mashma, could go either way. Look like you're in pain. Not so mashma that way. I guess it's diyuk is because it doesn't say a stronger lashon. The Torah argues, you know why it says such a lashon? Because this Gemara is talking in a bag at the ikad the mover, ikad the line mover. We're talking in a place where some people do it this way, some people do it that way. In a place where some people do it this way, some people do it that way, of course you could do it either way. This song is talking in a place where some people do it each way. If some people do it both ways, of course you could do it 3 straight. What? So the Torah says that's why the Gemara said this lashon. The Gra writes, Rabbeinu Yeshaya is going to taina that the Gemara didn't know that right away. But that's what the Gra writes. This short lashon, this few words, he writes all that. So our Kaponim, he says that the machlokes lives in the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Now he doesn't talk about svara. It's a little hard to deal with the svara. Why would you say 3 straight years? Is it a good chazaka? It's not a good chazaka. Let's say the place nobody does 3 straight years. Which sheet is more pashit? Anytime you learn a machlaikis, if you want to understand the machlaikis, you have to decide which sheet is more pashit and which sheet do we have to understand. So what's more pashit? Somebody plants 3 straight years in a place where nobody does it. It's more pashit. It should be a chazak. It should be a chazak. Huh? What? So those are 3 terutzim for a person who skipped years. For a person who skipped years, we have 2 terutzim. Now, do we have good terutzim for a person who ate 3 straight years? Those 2 svaras work against him. So it shouldn't be good. It shouldn't be good. Certainly, according to Rabbi, it shouldn't be good. Someone who sees him will at least be misupik. Why is he in 3 straight years? Mishlamal. Rabbi Moshe's insight is, if someone looking is misupik, why is he doing it? It's no good. What? Why it should be good? But this person is eating 3 straight years. It should be good or it shouldn't be good? How do you understand? I'm saying someone who sees him eating 3 straight years will wonder, is he eating 3 straight years because he's a Bailam and his shita is don't let it stay in the fallow? Or is he eating it because he's a thief and he's trying to get whatever he could out of the field before he gets caught? So what's your name? Yeshaya?
I don't hear it coming to my head. If the Rabbi is a fellow to the Rash, or if it's a friend, I didn't make him a chav, I'll be having a reason to make him a chav.
For 3 straight years, you have no reason to make him a chav. You have no reason to make him a chav. Because you're sure, you're kind, and he's not normal. He's like a guy that's a pretty confident owner. If I saw someone in my field 3 straight years, yeah, I think I would make him a chav.
I wouldn't notice that. I only noticed 2 out of 3. If you don't notice 2 out of 3, it's like you have another year to go.
I would agree that Svara is more like the Torah, that it should not be a Chazaka. Explain Rabbi Yeshaya, I just would. Why does a person make a machar? Well, we're Masupik. If someone's in my house, why do I make a machar? You could say I make a machar because he's behaving like a Bailam in my house. Which was Taisus Siglashim in the Mishnah. And if so, if he's not acting like a Bible, I don't make him a fun. But why do you have, maybe the Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds, the reason you make Macha is because he's a thief. He's stealing my things. Which was Rashi's Lashon in the Mishnah. If the reason to make a Macha is because he's stealing my things, what is a bad perhaps? And someone comes for 3 years and he is unscrewing the windows and taking them away and unscrewing the plumbing and taking it away. I don't know why it takes him 3 years, but let's say over 3 years, anytime he needs something in his house, he unscrews my chalitah, right? He unscrews my window, he needs a new sink, he takes out the sink. I come back, he said, why don't you make a machar? I said, I didn't make a machar. He's not masiki the masiki inchi. That ain't a normal chazaka. That's such a good time. What I'm finding, I didn't make a machar for 3 years. Didn't you know that he was there taking everything from your house? I said, yeah, but he's my masiki to masiki. I have a field of ilanas, I have trees, and over years this person comes and he keeps on taking trees, uprooting them and taking them to his backyard. So I come by and I say, you know why I didn't make a machar? My masiki to masiki and she's in Nishnamau. It's not normal. It's a good taina.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be able to say it, right?
He's climbing trees, I could the next day.
If he's taking away the fire, I can't say. So then if a person plants 3 straight years in a field, in a place where everyone wants to stay empty, Maybe that's why Rabbeinu Yishai says, I have to say something. He's sucking all the nutrients out of my land. This is not... People don't do that. People, even the he planted, a Hashemek of Achav. He's taking away.
It's hard to say. It's really
his skill.
Why would
you
do it?
It's a race in him. It's a race in me. So I don't know. I'm just trying to defend the shita that's less mistaver. Ben Yishayu holds that in such a case, it is a good chazaka. We've got a svara, but the truth is, if somebody came to my house and unscrewed everything and took him away, and somebody asked me why I didn't make a macha, and I said because he's not going to mazik yinchi, I think I would win in a din Torah on the house. Din Torah on the plumbing. If he has a good taina, he says he bought the plumbing for me, maybe it would be a taina, I should have made a macha. But the din Torah is not on the plumbing, it's not on the windows. The din Torah is on the building. This time I would win. Why didn't you make a macha? The person has an inchi. Aye, the plumbing. Okay. You have a kasha on me. Okay, Akoparim, this is the sugya. Tomorrow we'll start Cheskes Abatim, the chazaka on homes.